This is an Adapt Publishing soundbite.
It is vital that you discover that everything that you get out of work and everything that work will bring into your life will completely and absolutely depend on what you bring to it. Where you come from regarding work is the essence of what you'll make out of it. When you come to work, you bring more than just your lunch pail. You bring your own ideas about working, your attitudes, your aptitudes, your energy, your expertise, your own sense of personal power. You bring a way of being to your workplace. Some people are very serious about work. Some people are jokers. Some take charge. Some lay back. Some work very stressed out, and some people are very relaxed. Your mood at work not only affects you, but touches others as well. Hey, your attitude may be gung-ho, or it may be hell now, but either way, everything you do, everything you accomplish and ultimately get out of working will flow from your attitude, will depend on where you're coming from regarding your work. The most important element that you bring to work with you is your esteem, your pride. If you think of yourself with esteem and conduct yourself with dignity and character, produce quality work, and have work habits that others could learn from, your work will definitely work for you. When you feel effective, capable, skilled, and valuable, you're less likely to run away from work and more likely to find creative solutions to the toughest problems. If you hold yourself in low esteem, if you just get by, cheat, lie, or resist being of service, your work will eat you up and spit you out. Work can be a source of esteem through accomplishments, responsibilities, and status achieved. But I encourage you to bring your esteem, your willingness, and contribution to work with you. Then, when and if problems arise, you can be the solution. That is, after all, what we are mostly paid to do. Consider well these words. If you're at work and you want to be there, you will get more from your efforts than if you don't want to be there. Choosing to be at work is something that you get to do. When you go to work, choose to be there. Make the most out of it, and you'll get the most from it. There are a lot of qualities and characteristics that you can bring to work with you. There are specific qualities that employers look for in ideal candidates for all positions, and these are qualities that can be available to anyone who chooses to focus on being a person that is great at work. Here is a listing of 20 characteristics that employers are looking for and that are commonly present in most successful workers. If there was ever a list worth studying, this is it. Make it your map, your guide to your road to riches. Successful employees will work with skill and will do the best job that they possibly can. They will listen to and follow directions. They will try in every case to do the job the way the company and the boss wants it done. Successful employees will keep order. They know where their things are, and they'll keep their tools and supplies clean and put up. Successful employees will meet deadlines and schedules and help out wherever needed. Employees that are successful have a positive can-do attitude. They will show dependability and reliability. They'll be on time, and they'll come back from lunch and breaks on time. They can be counted on. Successful employees will always demonstrate honesty, integrity, and a good work ethic. They won't waste time or interrupt others or avoid work. They'll take the time to understand and follow the company policies. And they'll make it a special point to get along well with all other workers, and they'll work as a part of a team. Successful employees will ask questions and get help when needed. Successful employees will communicate effectively, both orally and in writing. They'll show leadership when needed and be able to accept constructive criticism well. A successful employee will adapt to change readily and will show initiative, will take the initiative to manage him or herself as if the boss were watching. Successful employees will show an aptitude and a willingness for learning new things. They will be creative and resourceful in coming up with solutions to problems. They will respect the company's property and information and reputation, and they'll show respect for management and leadership. Successful employees will show a commitment to excellence, a striving for continual improvement and success on every job and every task taken on. This is a list that can guide your conduct on this and every job that you have for the rest of your career, and you will discover how effective these simple instructions really are in the workplace. Do the best job you can, follow directions, keep your things together, show a great attitude, help out, be willing, adapt easily. You bring the best to your job, and your job will bring the best to you. All right, there you have it. 20 tips on being great at work. Well, what do you think of each item? What do you think of the list? Do you agree with them? If you look at each and every point on that list, would you agree that these are the practices, the attitudes, the habits of successful employees? Is there any item on that list that you disagree with? Are there any tips that you would add to that list? You know, ideas or experience or wisdom that you've picked up and you're working. What would you add to the list? And when you review each item on that list, is there any item there that you have a hard time delivering? Is there any part of that list that suggests ways to you to strengthen or improve your way of working? So far, we've been focusing on success at work as a function or dependent on what you bring to it, your attitude. And I'd like to help you build an attitude of greatness. See, working is a stage where we do bring out our greatness, where we develop as a person, where we become. And being great at work does not depend on the job that you have. It is always who you are on that job. So let's review a very positive and mature set of attitudes that is both necessary and vital for success on the job. These are the attitudes that can transform you into a brilliant employee. These are meant to help you appreciate fundamentally sound, positive, powerful attitudes and make them readily available to you. The first of these attitudes is an attitude of contribution. Contribution as a place to come from. You giving you. You can always choose to think of yourself as an important contribution to the whole company effort. You're part of something larger than yourself. And every time you add to that effort, you're contributing value to the company, its customers, and remember, to you too. An attitude of contribution makes it easier to give fully. If you lose that attitude, work starts to show up as a sacrifice, a burden. Now that's a hard way to do a job. Coming from contribution, giving. Remember, giving and receiving. It's always the same. One depends on the other. The next attitude is an attitude of listening people great. Now this is an extraordinary tip. An attitude, remember, is a place to come from, a way of thinking or filtering or seeing or relating to the world that you get to choose. Listening people great means that when you listen to someone, you listen like you were talking to the most important person on the planet. It's tuning into them, into what they're saying, how they're saying it, and even more importantly, to where they're coming from, what their concern is. It means making them important. See, employers complain that their workers don't listen. Customers complain that the service is lousy. But to really listen well, you must have an attitude of determination to really hear what's being said to you. Tune into where people are coming from, and you listen not only to their words, but to their hearts. You listen people great, and they'll listen to you as great. If you want to know what is at the heart of customer service, of being a great team player, of being an extraordinary employee, it's listening to people like they were great. The next of the extraordinary attitudes of greatness is an attitude of generosity. Like contribution, it's a place to come from that is a giving place. But generosity implies that you're willing to go the extra mile, to be of extraordinary service, to go beyond what most people would say is enough. This is where you truly show up as a team player. You know, being generous really does not require any more effort than being stingy. And the reward for generosity is abundance. The more you're willing to give, the more you're willing to be of extraordinary service, the more abundant and full and rich your life becomes. The next of the attitudes of greatness is an attitude of stepping up. We could call it an attitude of willingness. Stepping up means, in the big game, you get the job done. You step up to opportunities. You go beyond what is reasonable. You may travel or do extraordinary work. An attitude of stepping up is the willingness to be the one, to take on the challenges and problems. You look for the chances as they come for you to step up. This is where your opportunity to shine at work is, and there will be plenty. And it usually shows up in the places where most people complain, where work is the hardest or the most unpleasant. These are the chances where people who are willing step up. They get noticed and look rewarded. Next in our collection of extraordinary attitudes is an attitude of adaptability. This is an attitude of willingness to do the job, to stay on the job, to adapt to the changes and the demands of your work. Change is constant, and it so often causes people to grumble and complain and resist. You're invited to be the person who adapts to change easily. Often, it's in change that new situations arise, opportunities for learning, or even possible promotions. Adaptability is something that you can bring to work. It's a willingness to go along, get along, flow along with the way it is. Acceptance is always at the heart of ease and happiness. And to conclude our extraordinary collection of attitudes, let's look at an attitude of ownership. So often in the workplace, it's us against them. It's the owners or the managers, and then there's the workers. But taking a stake in the company's success, believing in what you're doing, valuing your part of the effort, feeling like you belong and you're part of something, so empowering. And you become responsible for the company being great, for its success. You speak well of your company to other people, as well as in your own thoughts. This is the attitude that employers cherish. Bosses want employees to feel part of the team, part of the whole, and take a pride or an ownership in the company. Some companies even give stock options and employee buy-in plans. But even if your job does not offer such a financial opportunity for ownership, it always offers you the opportunity to value where you're working, who you're working for, and what you represent. These are the six attitudes of greatness. You can do all of them. They cost no money. They are already inside you should you choose to bring them forth. What a powerful set of places to come from. A maturity, a wisdom, a grace. They're all there. Please study these and practice these and bring them to every part of your life where you want your greatness to show up, at work or looking for work or relating to everyone in your life. Every day is a chance to strengthen your ability to come from these dynamic and positive places. In order for you to value your job, and to get the very most out of working, it's important that you have a purpose for your work. Our work is a great way to serve and forward and fulfill whatever it is that is your purpose. Now, you may be very clear that you want to work to provide yourself with an independent and prosperous life. You may also have other purposes regarding work. It may be your way to contribute to someone or something that you care about. Whatever your purposes are in life, working is a way to contribute to your world. When we act with purpose, with intent, when we work with care, our output comes back to us many times over. When you work on that which matters most to you, you most enrich your life. The 19th century philosopher and author Albert Hubbard left us these profound words: "We work to become, not to acquire." These words speak to the essence of what work ethic means. To have an ethic regarding your work is to view your work as the opportunity and the means by which you develop your person, your character, and your ability and your worth. Work is a stage where you get to fulfill and expand what's in you and what's possible for you to be.
This has been a WPMG production by Adapt Publishing Company, a division of Workforce Partners Management Group, LLC. Copyright 2019, all rights reserved.